today, Burlington city officials are introducing a new program aimed at ending the opiate crisis there. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the new approach involves a wide range of government and community groups.
We will be relentless until our city and its people are free from the grip of the opioid crisis.
That's Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo, and he's not just talking tough. That's the mission statement of the city's new program, CommunityStat, or ComStat for short. Officials described ComStat as a data-driven approach to solving problems in the community. The system came from the New York Police Department, and Burlington is putting it to use with a specific focus on opiates. Martha Maxim is the executive director of the United Way of Northern Vermont, which is part of the Chittenden County Opioid Alliance. She describes the new effort as a way to coordinate the wide range of community services involved in opiate treatment and prevention.
So that there's agreement and clarity around what is the problem, what is our goal for solving this problem, how will we know whether we're getting there or not, how will we know if this investment of resources is really making a difference, and then how do we make sure all the activities support each other and in fact don't work at cross purposes.
Driving the effort is Jackie Corbelly. She's the City of Burlington's new opioid policy coordinator. And she acknowledges that taking a comprehensive approach to solving opiate problems isn't new in Vermont. It was the focus of Governor Peter Shumlin's State of the State address in 2014. But she says the four major principles of ComStat will help. Those are accurate and timely data and information, effective tactics and strategies, rapid deployment of resources, and relentless follow-up and assessment.
Those four principles really call people around the table to have conversations around what's not working and what is working.
One thing that's not working, Vermont's waiting lists for treatment. Officials are hoping ComStat will bring an end to wait lists for opiate treatment services in the state's largest city. The data-driven approach is just beginning, but Mayor Moreau Weinberger and other officials are hoping to put together specific accountability measures that define what success looks like by the numbers. But even without that, Corbelly says it's clear what the problem looks like, and she hopes the new program will serve as a model for putting it to an end.
We have an epidemic in this country, in this state, in this city. People are dying. Kids are being taken from their homes. People are being incarcerated. Families and communities are being ripped apart. And it is such a privilege to be in a position to help shift the change in the work that we are doing in order to address this issue, and with the ultimate goal of being a leader for the country on how a city is going to come together with its partners and move forward.
The group will meet regularly to hold each other accountable and to keep communication open. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.